Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact versus radio silence. I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing no contact versus radio silence. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you may have heard of both no contact and radio silence. But what are the differences of these strategies? In today's podcast, I discuss 3 points to consider regarding no contact versus radio silence. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is no contact doesn't mean no output. So there are many different versions of a no contact rule, and some would also count radio silence as a variety of the rule as well. My version of a no contact rule is different to others that you can find online and involves you living your life to the full and promoting yourself in an authentic way. This means that you can produce social media content, for example, and if your ex contacts you, then you must respond. So as I just said, my version of a no contact rule is different to the versions that you can find online. And I strongly suggest that after this podcast, you search out on my YouTube channel, my playlists, and click for one entitled The No Contact Rule. And if you listen to this all of the way through, you'll be able to fully immerse yourself in my version of rule and understand the differences between mine and other varieties that you can find online, and why I believe my version will give you the best possible chance of success. But a crucial part of my version of a rule is promoting yourself in a positive, authentic way. That means output. So when we are talking about the differences between no contact and radio silence, which I'm going to be describing as a completely different rule, as I said, some people might say that is a variety of no contact. Maybe you feel the same, but for the purpose of today's podcast, we're going to be separating them here. And if you're going to be doing radio silence, then the clue is in the name. You know, you're going radio silent, you're not putting out the output, okay? Whereas no contact, certainly my version of a rule, you can and should be putting output into the world. Now, when we look at social media in particular, I strongly suggest as a dumpee, you never check your ex's social media. It's never going to help you. Okay, if you look at your ex's social media, at best it's going to confuse you, and at worst it's going to break your heart again. What you see on social media is not necessarily what is going on in somebody's life in a genuine sense. And therefore, whether or not what you're reading and looking at is genuine, if it's not going to help you, then why look at it? And trust me, it won't help you. So I would always suggest that in an ideal world, you would turn off notifications if you're still connected with your ex on social media. You must protect your mental health, and therefore, if you have to come to a conclusion of where you need to block them, then that is what you must do. But ideally, you wouldn't do that because that would prevent an avenue of conversation for your ex to reach out to you. And as I've already said, my version of a rule, if somebody contacts you, if your ex reaches out to you, I suggest you reply. But I've digressed somewhat from the initial point of this, which is about output. So although I don't want you reading your ex's social media, you yourself should be putting out positive content. Now, putting out nothing at all is certainly better than putting out something bad and something which is not helpful. But generally speaking, you should be trying to put things into the world which promote you in a positive way. Let's say, for example, you've been working on your health and fitness. You know you look better than when your ex last saw you. That is the time to have a photo taken. That is the time to post a picture online of yourself, which is fresh, new, and attractive. This doesn't mean you take some type of awkward selfie. This means that you get somebody else to take a photo of you, and you're looking genuine and authentic. Now, The other side of this is making sure that you do look genuine, and therefore I don't suggest you use filters. I don't suggest you have a professional photograph. That doesn't look real. Okay, just live a healthy life, make sure you're eating healthy, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, and we'll get somebody else to take the photo so it is at an appealing angle, because sometimes selfies really don't do ourselves justice. Make sure you're doing all of this and then post it online. That's just one example of what you should be doing if and when you have opportunity to put content out there. So remember, point number one, no contact doesn't mean no output. If you can put something positive into the world, you certainly should be doing this. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about no contact versus radio silence. And point number two is radio silence needs an end game. So radio silence might mean different things to different people. But one key principle is to seemingly vanish and create intrigue about you. Now, the concept of this isn't a bad one, but I don't believe it's the best. You know, as I've just been saying in point number one, okay, if you can put something positive into the world, that is better than doing nothing at all, okay? So it's better than making mistakes, but not as good as taking steps forward. You can create intrigue without completely vanishing, but rather growing as a person and self-improvement. Anyone who decides to use radio silence needs to plan an endgame, because vanishing permanently can't get an ex back. So what I mean by this is, if you go permanently radio silence, how on earth can you try to get your ex back? If that is the point of why you're doing this, you want to get your ex back, then you can't be radio silent forever. So do you set in your own mind that you're going to come out of radio silence after so long? Or maybe you go radio silence forevermore, but you do respond if your ex contacts you. You know, these are the things you want to be asking yourself. And that is why I don't promote radio silence. Although there are elements of it which I believe can be useful and can be effective, it is too extreme in my opinion. It's too extreme because unless there's an end game, unless there's a genuine plan of action of how this is actually going to work, this is something which will mean you can't even communicate with your ex again. So even if you think to yourself, yeah, I'm going to go radio silent, I'm going to do this thing where I create the intrigue and the mystery, although that is not a bad idea, as I said, if you can do positive things to get into their mindset via social media or friends of friends or other inventive ways that potentially me and you could come up with via audio coaching, you know, unless you're going to be doing something like this, if you're just going radio silent, where's the end game? You know, how is anybody going to understand what is going on? So radio silent, yes, it's better than making mistakes, but I don't believe it is better than if you push forward. If you push forward and put positive thoughts into your ex's mind, that is better than radio silence. But radio silence, in my opinion, is better than if you're going to be doing the wrong thing. Okay, if you're trying to put positive thoughts into your ex's mind, but you do it in a bad, negative and inappropriate way, that's not going to help you, okay? And radio silence is going to be much better than that. I'm basically saying that radio silence for me is the middle ground, but only if there's an end game. You must decide as and when you're going to come out of this, because if you don't, how on earth can you actually communicate with your ex once more? So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about no contact versus radio silence. And point number three is, mental health is your guiding light. So ultimately, your mental health should be the deciding factor on any strategy you implement to try and get your ex back. Disappearing from view is better than making mistakes, and making mistakes is much more likely with an unstable mindset. However, if you can focus more clearly, then using my version of a no contact rule is likely to get you the best results. So as we've touched upon in the other two points, mental health is very, very important, and radio silence is basically, in my opinion, the middle ground. But mental health should be your guiding light throughout your whole journey through your breakup and what you do moving forward. For instance, if you feel that you are falling into a depression, it's absolutely vital that you speak with a local doctor, okay? Because this is very, very serious. I strongly encourage you to seek medical advice in this instance, because sometimes you can't see the way out of a bleak tunnel that you are in. But I'm here to tell you that you will get there. You know, you might need a helping hand from a local doctor. You might be able to get by with support from friends, family, myself, my podcast, my audio coaching, whatever suits you. Just listen to your mental health. You will get through this bleak tunnel, but you must keep moving forward. If you're in a bleak tunnel and you're standing still with your hands over your eyes, you are not going to get out of this. The only way to get into the light of happiness is to keep moving forward, and eventually you will escape the bleak, dark tunnel that you currently find yourself in. So mental health isn't just the guiding light about whether you use radio silence or whether you use my version of a no contact rule, but just in general, you must be listening to it. Now, as I said in point number one, in an ideal world, you wouldn't be blocking your ex because that closes off an avenue for them to reach out to you. However, if your mental health dictates that you must do this because you're starting to feel very, very upset day in, day out, you can't get away from your thoughts, the negativity is overwhelming, then you may need to delete and or block your ex so they are not in your face whenever you go online, whenever you're checking your phone. So do what's best for you. Mental health comes first. If you're feeling okay, if you have a stable mindset, then blocking your ex, deleting your ex isn't really the best option. What I would say instead is just take the pressure off yourself by removing notifications if that is possible. Now, when we're looking at other mental health aspects, something else that I strongly suggest you do is speak to your friends and family and say, please don't give me updates about my ex. You know, many people have connections who can give them updates about their ex. Again, this isn't going to help you. Whether or not they're trying to be a friend, whether or not they're trying to tell you information they think is going to help, such as, hey, guess what? I believe that your ex is now single again. They're out of the rebound they're in. That's not going to help you unless your ex contacts you. If anything, it's just going to make you feel really, really excited. And then if you don't hear anything, you're going to go even further down. So again, protect your mental health. Ask your friends and family if they hear anything about your ex, please don't tell you. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters, the only thing that counts is if your ex sends you a direct message. If you're a dumpee, the only thing that counts is if your ex, the dumper, reaches out to you. That is how and when you know they are thinking about you. And only if the contact is based on an unnecessary reason. If they reach out to you for a necessary reason, then unfortunately, this is not a sign either. If you're feeling confused about this, if you want support, whether or not you want to try to get your ex back, whether or not you just want to get through this breakup and meet somebody even better, then I suggest you check out my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique situation, and you don't have to go through the generalized content that you find on YouTube, my own podcast included. I have to be generalized. If you want specific, unique support about trying to get your ex back, about breakup recovery, about finding a new, better girlfriend or boyfriend, then my audio coaching could be for you. Check out my website, www.dateme.tips, for more details. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.